Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Let me just share with us a dream that one of us had. And she sent her an audio, so I managed to transcribe it the best way I could. And I think this dream, not that I think, I know this dream is such a blessing to LAT and an answer to the prayers that we made here on 31st, 2022, and also what we have been praying for as a church. So one of us had a dream. I'll say the dreamer's name at the end. So this dream came on 16th Thursday morning. That's the morning where they were supposed to be having our prayer meeting, but it didn't take place because, you know, you saw the communication. So that Thursday morning, this person had a dream, and she says, I was in a home setting, and we were in the living room, and it felt like a marriage fellowship. Mrs. Mujimba was in charge. She gave me an instruction of moving around the room and packing all items that belong to us as the Mayani family. At first, I thought it was just an activity that we're going to participate in. But then I realized it was serious. All the ladies, that's in the marriage fellowship, had to stand up and pack the items that belong to their families that were in that room. So I packed my family portrait and also the church keyboard. I also saw Mrs. Mujimba pack the items which belonged to their family, which included a marriage portrait and other stuff that was in the room. However, whoever finished packing would move out of the room to their next destination. But I kept on wondering why the abrupt shift. But Mrs. Mujimba kept on telling me that we have to move, and we have to move now. So when I finished, I got out of the room to meet my spouse, whom I had to discuss with our next destination. But because we were not so certain about it, we decided to first pray outside the room for God to show us the direction of where we were supposed to go next. After praying, I then decided to go back and peep into the room. When I peeped in the room, I realized how old and small the room was. I kept wondering how we managed to fit in that room and how we were actually living in that room as couples, and yet it was so old and needed renovation. And that was the end of the dream. Glory to God. Amen. So the dreamer is Esther Mayani, Mrs. Esther Mayani. And when this dream came, personally, I was so happy about it because I was really asking God to tell us something in LAT about our marriages and families. So I kept on telling God when I had the dream that, hey, God, thank you for answering the prayers, because I had started complaining and telling him, God, I'm not happy. Yes, we are in the promised land, but you're not telling me anything specific about families. So you can imagine my excitement when I had this dream. And I hope that you share the same excitement with me, people who are here, married couples, families that are here. So this is the interpretation of the dream, and it's very simple, that God is shifting us from something as marriages. Remember what we prayed for on 31st? We prayed for something new in our marriages and families. And from this dream, God is taking us from something old into something new. Remember, the dreamer, Esther, said that the room, when she went back to peep into the room, she realized it was old and small. Glory to God. So as marriages, families, couples here, you want to get married, God is taking us into something bigger and better. Another thing that was really outstanding in this dream was the abrupt shift. Because Esther kept on wondering why the abrupt shift. By the way, Mrs. Mujimba is the mother of Grace Joy, who came here and testified about Elizabeth, for those who do not know. So, and she heads the marriage fellowship with We co-head the marriage fellowship with her and her husband. So, The dreamer kept on wondering why the abrupt shift. And Mrs. Mujimba says we have to move and to move now. Glory to God. So, you know, there are dreams that you get and you have to seek God about their timing. But we have to thank God that for this particular dream, the timing is now. Amen, people who are married. Amen, families. That our time is now. It is abrupt. Then another thing that really stood out, and we had an opportunity to discuss this with the fellowship, with the fellowship leaders and the pastor, was where do you go when you say now? I think most of you are wondering, what is it? If we are to move now, God, chichi. But remember what the dreamer did in her dream with her husband. She didn't know where she was going. So she went out and met him and they prayed about their next direction. So feel free. As we are here, married people, families, if you're not really sure about what the now is, where to go now, the direction, seek God. You know what? The fact that she prayed, I believe she'll get an answer to her prayers. I believe it. Why? Because then the instruction wouldn't have come for those that do not know to pray. So you pray with the expectation that you're going to receive the direction for your family and for the marriage. Amen? Amen. So, it's a great dream. I pray that you are encouraged and moving is now and we are in our promised land. Amen. And families are not forgotten. Our children are not forgotten. Glory to God. And just something that I was thinking about. There are people here, or if your family or marriage, you've been praying to God about something. It's highly likely that your now is within what you are asking God for. Glory to God. It's highly likely. Glory to God. So it could also be an answer to that very prayer that you are asking God about. So let us be encouraged, married people. Let us come for marriage fellowship. Let us believe that we shall experience that newness. And it is now. Hallelujah. It is now. The time is now. You know, with your faces, if I told you the time was 2025, I don't know what you would do. But for me, I'm excited that Teli Kulinda, the time is now. Glory, glory to God. Let us welcome, put our hands together and welcome Pastor Moses to share with us the word.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Joanne. And thank you, Bruce's wife. For delivering that dream. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. We are in our promised land. Glory be to God. Each and every day, each and every week, more evidence comes to the effect that we are not making up our own things. We are not coming up with things to fill up, like Sunday fillers, all right? Glory be to God. But God is confirming these things. Hallelujah. And as you heard last week, he also talked about families, okay? Marriages, okay? That they have also entered their promised land, okay? And as Joanna said, each family, each marriage has a specific area of in which they are entering, okay? It might not be one, it might be two, it might be three, okay? But there is something into which every family is entering. Glory be to God. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah. All right? Most of you know what we're talking about. Glory be to God. There are a few individuals who might... God has goodness planned for us. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And today we're going to continue talking about, entering our promised land. But now when I think about it, I'm like, these are titles we should change. We are in our what? Promised land. But for now, the other one will do, okay? entering our promised land. Okay? This should be the sixth part. But the fifth part disappeared last Sunday. Anyway, we had power issues, so we weren't able to record it. Or if it was recorded, it was just bits. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah. Today, we're just going to encourage ourselves. Okay? We're going to continue encouraging ourselves that we are indeed in our promised land. Glory be to God. And we're going to see these things begin manifesting. The goodness of God. Okay? And most of what we're going to see, it is going to be promises the Lord gave us in the past. Okay? The past can be last month. The past can be last week. The past can be 2005. Glory be to God. Okay? Because, you know, God is not a man that he should lie. Glory be to God. So, yeah, there are some things, if you haven't messed them up, you know, they are bound to happen if the Lord promised you those things. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Last Sunday, how many of you read the word for the week? You read it? If you read, put up your hand. Yeah? Glory, look behind and see those who read. Actually, you stand. Glory, stand. So, look at the congregation. So, if you read the word for the week, put up your hand. Okay. Look at the people who didn't. Glory. What should we do? By the way, how many people read the word for the week? Once again. They are same ways. Really? Yeah? Esther, stand. Okay, look. Okay. So how many people read the word for the week? Look at the people who didn't. Okay? Okay? Yeah. Glory be to God. These are our people. Eh? These are our what? Our people. Nenga. Yeah. But you've been on WhatsApp, watching videos. The word for the week, they are very short things. Very short. The videos that you watch, they are when you add up, Okay? Yeah. Yeah, but what you're doing is bad, amen? It is what? It is bad. And it's not good, okay? And like I usually tell my kids, I'm not happy with you. Those with the ear. Honestly, I'm not. Okay? Yeah. The first person I told that today was Rachel. Now, I'm not happy with you. It's more serious, amen? Yeah. Glory be to God. You should be serious like Arsenal. Glory be to God. Now I'm trying to lighten up the what? Yeah. Mubele serious in Arsenal. Okay? Glory be to God. I can see people are smiling now, which is good. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that I've forgotten that. It's a moody serious. You are annoying. Glory be to God. Yeah, so last Sunday, I came here. Rather, as I was driving to church, I kept thinking of a man, a gentleman called Jabez. Okay? Jabez. Okay? The only place the Bible talks about him is in 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, from verse 9, I think. Okay? And the Bible says, verse 9 says that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. By the next week, I'm coming here with specs. All right? So you can see I'm not trying to see. I'm coming here with specs. I gave my money to Lydia. I gave Lydia my money to get me specs. Okay, weeks ago. Pakakat. Church, have you heard? I gave Lydia my money to get. She told me a certain day. Okay? Then, towards that day, she began giving me stories. Okay? So, that is also very what? Very bad. Lydia, my money. So anyway, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother did what? Called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez, Bambi, you know, the guy realized what? His name has something to do with causing pain. And he was like, and so Bambi, the guy called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Okay? Pain includes heartbreaking. Okay? Now, you date a guy called what? Jabez. Okay? You might be what? Yeah. Okay? A heartbreak might be on the, not in your promised land, but. And so, he prayed that God, that I may not cause pain. And the Bible says that, so God granted his request. Hallelujah. I mean, so, I'm driving to church, and that passage came to mind. That story of how someone prayed that they may not cause, that God would bless them. Okay? That God would bless him. So, as we drive, I begin to tell God that, God, today, Sunday, bless me. Hallelujah. As I say, God, bless me this Sunday. Okay? Bless me. Like what you did with Jabez. Okay? So, I come here, and Sam, Joanne's husband. By the way, I'm wearing a new shirt, okay? I got it like 3 weeks ago. Yeah. I first saw this kind of shirt with Sam Isoke. Like how many years ago? 3 years ago? Hey, 2 or 3. Yeah. So I asked him, where did you get this shirt, you know? Then he told me. And so I tried to get a shirt. Then I got like 3. I just wore one. I didn't like it. I just we gave away all the rest. But 3 weeks ago, I went to a certain store, a men's clothing store, and I found it. All right? So, yeah, glory be to God for your own information. Okay? Yeah, glory be to God. Yeah, so Sam was leading the service, you know, and so I come here, and before the service starts, I'm continuing to pray for God to bless me. All right? Then I remembered, I even opened my Bible, you know, when I remembered Jacob, when he wrestled with a man, capital M, okay? And they wrestled, that is in Genesis 32:26, all right? And the man was like, let me go, okay? But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Glory be to God. So I was like, God, nange, this what? Service. Okay, please bless me. It was just bless me. It wasn't just bless me with this, bless me. It was just bless me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the service, then I can, before again Sam gets Mike, I remembered also Isaiah 51:2, where the Bible says that, God says that, look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Alright? So I was like, God, even me this Sunday, do what? Bless me. Glory be to God. Now, Sam gets a mic, to start to open the service. And then he reads from Numbers 23. Okay? He read from verse 19, but for me I will begin from verse 20. And verse 20, so this is Balaam, okay? He says that, "Behold, I have received a command to bless. He, God, has blessed, and I cannot reverse it." Okay? And I was like, "Hey, God is what? Speaking to me. Glory be to God." All right? Then when the worship team finished finished leading us in praise and worship, Sam got the mic, okay, and he read Psalm 115 from verse 12, okay, and it says that the Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. And somewhere here, he also said that he will bless LAT. Okay? So, the Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Glory be to God. When he read that, I was like, now this is it. Glory be to God. I knew God was going to bless me, or he had what? Blessed me. Glory be to God. And as for those of you who are here, what happened after Joanne who preached, okay? When she finished to preach, we had a session, okay, of blessing. Okay, when we sang the blessing of God to come upon us, the Lord to bless us. And everyone who was in the room was prayed for. Okay, a blessing was spoken over their lives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. My opinion is that it was powerful. Glory be to God. Okay? One of the things, first of all, I felt the presence of God. Okay? Then I saw Mark Unamanya's wife, you know, tears. What? Okay? The one who took my money and didn't deliver. Okay? Mark, just to let you know, I gave your wife my money to get me specs, and she what? She began thereafter to give me stories. Hallelujah. And so, yeah, it was great. Eh? Okay, it was great. Okay, blessings were spoken over us. Hallelujah. Okay? And because I knew that that session was of God, okay, I was like, nangeni, now what? There's something I've received from the Lord. Okay? I knew there's something I'd received from the Lord. And I wanted to know what I had received. Glory be to God. I wanted to know what I'd received. In September last year, that is a few months ago, we had actually two services of the kind, of the same kind. All right? Yes. And I remember, yes, after the second one, which was the last one, on, I think it was a Monday, I had a dream, eh? Okay? And in this dream, God revealed to me what blessing I'd received that time, okay? And in this dream, there's an apostle, you know John Mulinde? Visitor, the visitor in black. Do you know a gentleman called Apostle John Mulinde? You know him? Okay, very good. You've heard of him. Glory be to God. I'm joking. All right? Yeah, John Umulinde. You know, anyway, who doesn't know him? You don't know John Mulinde. Okay, who has never heard of him? Adult. Lydia, you never heard of John Mulinde? Eh? Okay, yeah, John Mulinde. You know the prayer mountain? Okay? Seguku. Okay? Yes, he's the owner, you know? Yeah. He has a church. It's called Trumpet Center. I was there for a year, many years ago. I think like around 2000. Yes, I was there for 1 year. A very small church. It was somewhere, Loom Street, any, somewhere down there, man. Some Kafunda, Eru, you went there? Hey! Now, I might what? Forgive you for my, who might die. You went to that Kafunda? Hey, we should talk. Hey, yeah, yeah. Eh? Your dad used to go there. And that guy is in heaven. That man, eh? You never went there. Once, so you know the place I'm talking about. Man, eh? You see, if you have ever gone to places like that, you would stop judging ministries, churches, by numbers. You understand, eh? You would grow up quick, you would grow up, and you stop judging ministries by numbers, you stop judging men and women of God by followers. How many, you know, eh? Because that place, eh, was powerful. Okay? I was at uni, at a stage where you didn't be in a place like that. But my goodness, guys would sing one Luganda song. You know, now, that place, all the walls, you know, the walls of the place were filled with maps of the world. Eh? Maps of the world. What, Africa, what Uganda, but you know, Europe. Maps of the world. Because for them, they are calling, first of all, they are Basavi. Eh? What is the other word? Muluganda. Aha, that's the word. Abega it is. Man, that place was for prayer. There were no games. Your games of what? For prayer. All the time they were declaring fasts. Hey! I was like, man, you guys, eh? They were declaring fasts. They were, anyway, you should, yeah, that place was what? When Mulinde's wife died, the first wife, when she died, I was there. When they did a post-mortem on her body in Mulago, I was there in the mortuary. Because at that time, I was a medical student rotating in the pathology department. And pathology, that's where those things about post-mortem did. So when they cut up her skull and what to find cause of death, I was there. And I was like, this is my pastor's what? Body, wife's body. Okay? Anyway, you should get to know that story. She had died years earlier, and they had prayed her back to life. Okay? And anyway, when she died, she was going to hell. Whatever that story. Okay? She was going to what? To hell. Hell. She was a worship leader. She was prophetic. But she reached heaven and God is like, where are the fruits? And she didn't have any fruits. Okay? And Jesus was sending her to hell. Actually, he sent her to hell. So as she's going, she was crying. Okay? Then Jesus would say, go. Okay? And then every time Jesus would say, go, it was like a forceful push her, closer to the fire. And she begins, now she's feeling the heat. Then she would plead, why have muscle? And then Jesus said, no, go. Every time, you know, closer. All right? Then, at a certain point, Jesus tells her that I have had mercy on you. Okay? He called her back, told her, I have had mercy on you. All right? And I'm going to send you back to earth. Okay? But for a short time. For a short time. Okay? Then he tells her, Anne, that make sure that when I call you back, make sure that you are ready. Okay? when that time comes. Then she said, in fact, I'm sending you back to earth and they will call you, was it grace or mercy? Because then, yeah, I think it was mercy, okay? Yeah, anyway, so she comes back, okay? But at that time, I wasn't in that church, okay? So a few years passed, okay? I joined that church. I didn't know the story, okay? Until the day she died, and I was in that church. I was at that church. She died, I think it was either Saturday night or Sunday morning. Because I go to church Sunday morning, and man, the wailing, the weeping, the repentance that was happening. Bambi Shad would die, and Mulinde says that he attempted to pray for her like he had done years earlier. And when he was going to pray for her, the Lord says that, don't bother this time. Say that is the time I promised that I'll call her back within a short time. All right? Yes. Glory be to God. This service is supposed to be for what? Stories. So, yeah, now, this one has just come. But it's important. Okay, now, a few years later, I entered this false grace doctrine. I embraced it. The one which says that a Christian can't go to hell. I somehow fell for it because it is so appealing. It sounds so nice, man. And it's really, in quotes, really shows the love of God, man. Why you know, just see the love? What? I can't go to whatever I do, you can't, because the blood covered it. What? Cover. You know, I fell for that thing. But while I was in that camp, okay, I kept remembering, which was called Prosy. I kept remembering Prosy Mulinde's wife. Okay, her story. Okay. So I was speaking these things, but then I remembered, but Prosy, a worship leader, she had gone to the nations, prophetic. She was going to hell. So I was like, God, to be adding up. Then you try to think, maybe that what experience was fake. Because scripture, at that time, I would also see that the scriptures are against her, what? Her experience. Okay? The scriptures without glasses. Okay? Okay? But I was like, hey, but how can that experience have been fake? Because it was very vivid, someone died. I was like, anyway, so one day, I become friends with Elvis Mbonye, okay, before he fell away from the Lord. So, and he was also into that grace, that false grace camp. We were there together. But we were born again, by the way, and we were righteous. We are walking in holiness, okay? So, I asked him, now, do you know Mulinde? He said, yeah. Do you know the story of his late wife? How, years ago she dies and she was going to hell? He's like, yes, I know it. In fact, I prayed in that church for some time. I was like, which year? Then he mentioned that year when I was like, hey, 25. Anyway, so I asked him that story. What do you think about it? Because the grace, it is against the gospel, the grace of God. Okay? So, he tells me that I also know that story, and what I did, I just put it on the shelf. Because it went in line with what? Suppose, the word and our things which were what? Was speaking. So, Anyway, but I thank God that I knew that story. And I was in that church at that time. Because it is one of the things that really got me not to go overboard. Because where I check out, you understand? And thank God, years later, I got out of it by just reading the scriptures without specs. The scriptures, as in they clearly say, okay, those without fruit, okay, Galatians 5, okay, without the, if you have, you practice the works of the flesh, that means you don't have the fruit of the spirit. Okay, the Bible is so clear that you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Very clear. Anyway, we were once with them. In fact, Crawford Dollar, Namsokayo. Okay, those are newcomers. Okay, Crawford Dollar joined that camp after I had what? Sometimes when I bump, mbandaba how the foolish things he's saying. But Bambi is convinced. You are like, now, if I was with him, I would poke holes in his what? In his thing and tell him, nanga konalinka grane, pa, you know, eh? I was like, boss, that's not true. Hallelujah. Anyway, so, back to what? What I got that blessing Sunday in September. So, in a dream, John Mulinde calls me. He gives me a call, okay, calling me to be his best man, all right? And, then later, I find myself in his office, okay, work office, okay? So I find myself, okay, in his office, okay? I'm seated at the desk, and I'm working from his office. Glory be to God. And when I woke up, I knew what God was speaking to me. Of course, he was telling me that, yes, that Sunday, I had also received a blessing. And he reveals it to me in that what? In that dream. Glory be to God. Okay, now, fast forward, last Sunday. Okay? Last Sunday, like I said, and you know, we had a session where the Lord blessed us, and I wanted to know what he had blessed me with. Glory be to God. Okay, now on Tuesday, it was 14th February, I get this dream, and I'm at what seemed to be like a party. Okay, so it was a function, a party. So I was at that function, and Professor Mutevile, the late dreams of Gena Kompola, was the chief guest. He was the what? Okay, the late. At mealtime, Mutevile was served, and his food was placed somewhere on a table. All right? So while I was in the queue, so I queued up, okay, so that I serve myself. So while I'm in the queue, my late father, okay, my late father, not the one who used to go to trumpet, okay, my late father used to go to what? St. Andrew's, Bukoto. In fact, by the time he died, he wasn't going to church. He wasn't what? He wasn't going to church, your grandfather. Yarita Sava. Okay? Yarita Korachi. Yeah. For issues which I know. Okay? And so in this dream, he appears. Okay? He gets me out of the queue and walks me to where they had put Mutevile's food. So he gets the food, okay, and gives it to me. Hallelujah. That basically it's my food, I should go and eat. All right? Yeah, then later, I'm with some guy. Then he tells me that, man, when we saw your dad, We're giving you Mutabile's food. We are like man. Moses is not a simple one. He's not a simple chap. Okay? Then I jokingly said that you must have been like I hobnob like with the top guys in the country, and I'm privy to classified info. Okay? Then I also added and said that, by the way, when Mutabile came, you know, at the function, okay, I was the first, okay, among all the people in attendance, I was the first to greet him or to shake his hand. Okay, and the dream ended. Glory be to God. The dream did what? Ended. Hallelujah. Now, this issue of now, like my father, the guy died. Okay? You see, just to warn you, okay, be careful when it comes to what? When you dream about the dead. Eh? Okay? I think people in church, you guys, I think you fear me. Because I expected those questions to what? To show up. Because I wrote this in the Word for the Week. I expected you to text me and say, but Pastor, you guys, you want me okuita o and what? Nga mulaba. You understand? You should text Pastor Ngaba, ne Pastor Evintu. You understand? Eh? And in a sense, you're also helping me. You understand? Eh? We all need each other. Glory be to God. We need each other. And so, this thing, my father died. Okay? And he shows up what? In a dream. And you know, eh? So though I'm warning you, dreaming about the people who passed on, eh? Be very careful. Okay? Don't start that. Hey, ne pastor yalota, what? Eh? Be very what? Careful. Especially, and in fact, I would tell you now, okay, and now, for this one, change your opinion until God tells you otherwise. Okay? So I'm going to give you my opinion, a principle, and only change away from it if the Lord tells you otherwise. Okay? Don't believe any dream, okay, in which a dead person, a dead guy who wasn't born again, okay, wasn't born again, you understand? Eh? That one, as in, just trash it quickly, eh? Okay, quickly. But if someone was born again, now, you know, eh, be like, okay, God, could it, yeah? Is it you? You understand? Eh? Hallelujah. Because you see, these people who are born again, first of all, they are in heaven. You understand? Eh? They are in heaven, so the enemy can't really use them to deceive and to, you know, eh? They are there in hell, and God can't get them out to come and tell you stuff. You know, that is why these things, ancestral, you know, bajaja, eh? Shrines, eh? Bajaja, Bagambie, you know, eh? Those things. Kadagas stuff. Okay? You win, then you go to thank Bajaja. Those are devils. Those are what? Demons. Those things you do when you go up country, Christmas, what? Eh? Okay? To what? Bajaja. You are dealing with devils. But you saw whatever in your culture, you know my culture, what? You're dealing with devils. Anyway, so. Now, I believe that the saints who died because they're in heaven, I believe, and according to the Bible, that God can use them to give messages. Glory be to God. Do you remember the story, what happened at the Mount, what we call the Mount of Transfiguration? Eh? When Jesus was... Anyway, let's read quickly. Matthew chapter 17 from verse 1. DJ, you can see where I'm standing. Okay? Lydia will never receive money again from a preacher to buy those specs. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured, okay? Transfigured means he was changed, okay? He was transformed, okay? He was transfigured before them, okay? His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light, okay? And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Remember, Moses had died, and by the hundreds of years ago. Okay, he had died hundreds of years ago, and now he's appearing to someone, to people who are alive, who are on earth. Glory be to God. Moses was a man of God. You understand? Eh? He appears. Okay, Revelation chapter 19, from verse 9. Okay, so there's this person who is showing John, the revelator, some things, okay, which he wrote in his revelation, what? Or stories. Okay, so it says that, then he, someone, said to me, John, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. Okay? And this person said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, not me. Okay? So this person who was speaking to John as he was having those experiences, okay, was not an angel. You understand? Eh? He said, I'm your fellow what? Your brethren. Angels are not our brethren. Glory be to God. Okay, so you can see someone who wasn't on earth, okay, was given an assignment to what? To show John stuff and to speak to him things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? So I'm saying all that because my dad appeared, my late dad appeared in a dream. Now, first of all, I knew intuitively by the Spirit that dream was from heaven. Okay? Now, my dad being in the dream, okay, and I knew it was a real dream because, anyway, first of all, a dream that is from heaven, it not only contradicts scripture, but there's also a feel about it. Especially if you're working with God, you can easily tell that, you know, sometimes, of course, you might need to take time to seek the Lord. You're like, hey, this dream, is it of you? You know, Okay? But sometimes you can just know. You can just know that happy, you know. And this one, yes. This one, I just knew it was from heaven, okay? And, before I go further with that point of my dad, okay? Because remember, I concluded it was from heaven. And I knew that it was talking about, it was saying that the time for a certain promise, okay, was now. Glory be to God. What promise was that? That promise was, I remember back in the day, you remember in 1999, I just gotten saved. I was less than 1 year born again. Less than 1 year saved, okay? And I had the audible voice of God telling me that if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. Okay, so from that time, I began giving. Glory be to God. My greatest joy was giving. Any coin I would get, man, I would think about giving, sharing. Okay? So that was 1999. Okay, now, in around 2012, 2013, okay, I began to tell God. I was like, Kati, Bunobu Sente Bunu. Okay, Bumpa Day, I'm grateful. Okay, but I want more money to give. More money to give to people. This one is, you know, now I want more. Okay? I had a good job, you know, but I was like, now this is little money. Now I want more. Not to spoil on myself, but to give. Okay? To give because I loved giving. Glory be to God. I loved what? Giving. So when I made that sincere prayer to God, okay? In 2013, I had a dream. Glory be to God. I had a what? A dream. That was July 10th, July 2013. Bob, this is 10 years ago. 10 years ago. Okay? In this dream, the position of Governor Bank of Uganda had fallen vacant. Now, I was among those who were interviewed for that job. The interviews were taking place in a car. There was a car parked somewhere, okay? And whoever was going for the interviews, okay, would walk to that car, enter it, and they, because the people interviewing were seated in the car, all right? So, and I noticed that while you are walking towards the car, the interviewers were looking at you, checking you out how you are what? Walking. Anyway, to cut a long story short, or the dream ends, okay, I've been interviewed, okay, but it ends when there are no results. So I don't know whether I got the job. The job of what? Governor Bank. You remember the Governor Bank of Uganda or Bank of Uganda is in charge of the finances of the government. Glory be to God. And as a governor, you are basically the one in charge. Okay, so I knew God was speaking to me about my prayer to give me lots of money so that I can be generous. Glory be to God. So I knew God is what? But the dream ends. What? Very bad dream. Good dream, but bad. Because that man, Simani. So I was like, God. And so I woke up, I was like, okay, this is a good dream. But from that bit of the interviewers looking at your at how you are walking, as you walk towards them, I knew that God was telling me that I am considering you for that job. Okay? But in the meantime, I am watching how you're walking. Walking, especially with your finances. Okay? Not just how good you are with saving, with a sentence of the quarter, you understand? Eh? But specifically, you remember the dream is in context. It is in context of giving. So God will say, I am watching your giving walk. Glory be to God. We are watching you in heaven. Hallelujah. Tukusimbieko bambega. Okay, spies, heavenly spies, we are watching and taking a record. Glory be to God. Now, thank God, a few months later, I don't remember the exact day and month, okay? But a few months later, I had another dream, okay? And this dream, it begins, I could tell, anyway, an exam We had done an exam, a mathematics exam. Okay? So the dream starts with a rumor. Okay? There's a rumor at school. Okay? Before the results are officially released. There's a rumor that man, Moses, me, I was the best in the exam. Like I sometimes used to be in O level. Okay? And I was the best, and there's a certain number. Okay? And its answer was 10. And it was a difficult number. Okay? I had batted it. I had gotten it what? Right. Glory be to God. Okay? So, and it was that short. So I knew. You see, there are things which God tells you. You know? Today, akubulira 1st January, nakubulira. Then, 31st December, it tells you something. But he's continuing from 1st Jan. 2 years later, it tells you something. But if you understand, when, you know, eh? So I got to know that God was speaking to me about the interview I had done. Okay? But now, using different symbols altogether. Okay? I knew God was speaking to me about what? An interview I had done in July. Okay? In July. Okay? And God was telling me that you are the best. Okay? And that number, okay, whose answer was 10, okay, it was basically God was talking about tithing. Okay? Tithing. And God said, you see, tithing is very difficult. It is a hard thing for my children. But you got it. Glory be to God. So recently when Okreflo begins to say tithing is not of God, you just see now that gospel which he got into after I had jumped out of it, it is messing him up. Okay? In fact, remember a few months ago, you are going to teach the children about tithing, okay, and you are praying to God to help you. Then God answered you in a dream in a way that showed that tithing is of him. Katiavana mereti baiga. From heaven, God is telling them tithing is of God. Some big guy in the States. Okay? These things. Eh? And so, I had gotten the what? The job. I'd been the best. Okay? And the job is what? Specifically, governor. Bank. I know God was telling me, I'm going to give you... In fact, it is not just even the money. Okay? But... most importantly, a position in the spirit. Okay? A position in the spirit whereby HSente, things to do with financial prosperity. You are the, like the head. Glory be to God. Okay? So, now, fast forward, okay? 10 years later, okay, I get this dream and Mutevile appears. Okay? Okay, my dad, my late dad, gives me Mutevile's what? Food. First of all, that thing of, I was the first to shake Mutevile's hand. Okay? I looked at it and I think, well, yeah. I was like, was this some insignificant detail? But then I remembered, you remember, I was the best. You see, when you're the first to shake hands or to greet a visitor, a guest, it means that you are the first in line. You understand? And God was reminding me, don't you remember? You are the best. 10 years ago, glory be to God. 10 years ago, you are the first for the job. Glory be to God. Now, in this dream, my father gives me Mutevile's food. Okay? So you can see, with just that, you can see this dream is from now, me, who knew my history, who had then forgotten my history. I knew that this dream was evidently from God. God is speaking, he's talking to me about something that began 10 years ago. Glory be to God. And so, with that, I even saw that my dad's being there is of God. And now, and I knew, oh, God is even telling, because I'm aware that, man, dreaming about the dead, be careful. Okay? So now I knew God was actually showing me from history that my dad's being there is actually of him. All right? And remember, he was my father. Glory be to God. And God is my father. So my late dad is playing the role of, okay, he's symbolic of my father. You understand? And where is our father? Where is he? Where is our father? He's in heaven. And God was also telling me that, by the way, your father is in heaven. That is why he's playing the role of my father, who is in what? Heaven. Glory be to God. Amen? So because he's in heaven, he can play the role or the symbolic role of my father, who is in what? Heaven. If he wasn't in heaven, he wouldn't show up that way. In fact, he wouldn't show up because he would be in hell burning. Glory be to God. Do you understand this? Okay? Young man. Do you understand this? Well, anyway. Okay. When people first come here, they take time of together. Because dreams were a. Anyway, but just what I'm saying? Okay? So, man, that excited because I wasn't really sure that my dad had gone to heaven. Remember, I started by telling you that many years before he died, he had stopped going to church. Okay? But like I was telling you, my dad must have just, you know, sneak, what they call okuitira kukagua. Glory be to God. But he made it. Glory be to God. Okay? By the way, God can tell you, like he did with me, okay? He can tell, sometimes he decides to give you this info. Now, if he hasn't given you the info, don't conclude that man, okay, my cousin went to, no, don't what? Okay? Hallelujah. But I thank God that on 14th February, okay, so even we told a certain sister of mine, you saw, now I shared this dream on a family group, okay, siblings, okay, but you know, people are very kind, okay, they don't read what? The word for the, so I shared it what? And I knew they wouldn't click it, okay? But I wanted them to ask questions. So that now I can what? Because now their father, their late dad is in there. So I expected them to, okay? And I titled the message that daddy appears to me in a dream. So I expected them to group, okay, but they didn't. It is only one sister of mine who asked me, so what is the interpretation? So I was like, since she's the only one who has asked me, I'm only going to give the answer to her. By the way, do you know that God at times operates like that? I hope you know that. Eh? There are things God won't tell everyone, but he will tell only those who show interest. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. So there's some of you who don't take something seriously, and you might never know what you would have. Anyway, so I privately now responded with that, and we began our jazz. So I explained to her all this stuff, that it means daddy is in heaven. Then she's like, wow, what a that Valentine's gift is much better than over what? Because remember, it was on 14th Feb. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So the main point is that which began the promise 2013, God now is like, you are entering or you've entered that promise. Glory be to God. And it is coming at a time, okay, when LAT is talking about entering, it's what? Promises. Glory be to God. Okay? Remember, I began by saying that this sermon is to encourage us, Father, that this thing of us entering our promised land or being in our promised land, it is real. You understand? It is very real. Glory be to God. Like you've seen, this story begins in 2013, Bob, 10 years ago. 10 years ago. Okay? If I didn't know God, I would have already what? Literally, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Kati, church, you know? Okay? But I knew, because this governor, Bank of Uganda, Job, it is the same dream as that thing of FPO. You remember? Financial prosperity, you know, overseas, you know, you remember when you were a depot, you know? It is the same one as a dream I had when I attended a party at State House, okay? State House, and I didn't have the appropriate clothing, okay? Then a friend of mine who used to take me to State House back in the day, okay, it's called Joseph Okia. Most of you should be knowing him now, okay? He's the president's nephew. He used to take me to... Anyway, so in the dream, because I didn't have appropriate wear, in the dream, he goes to his uncle's wardrobe, okay, Museveni's wardrobe. He gets Museveni's suit, his shirt, his necktie, his socks, and his shoes. Navimpa Nyambalevyo. And I was with Mutebile. Remember that time was governor. And with Kutesa. Very rich guy. That's not the point, but very rich. And Olara Otunu. Do you know Olara Otunu? Now, when I wrote that story in my book, I didn't put who? Otunu there. This is 2015. Because his being there, I wasn't seeing his role, and I couldn't explain it. So that's why, when you read the book, that name is Newton. But it is just this week, that I realized, no, that was also significant. At that time, Olara Otunu was the president of the UPC. Glory be to God. So he wasn't there just for just. He was a president of UPC. Okay, before Akena. So you can see God was giving the same message, president, you know, wealth. Okay, like Kutesa. Glory be to God. So it is the same job. But the point I'm trying to make, and the thing which God wants you to encourage you with, is that this thing of the promised land, it is for real people. It is for what? Real. Glory be to God. It was either the following day or a few days later that Esther also gets the dream about families. Okay? Families, and that they have to move now. Not tomorrow. Not next month. Now. Because the promised land is now. Glory be to God. Okay? It is now. Newness is now. Glory be to God. I don't know what God has promised you, okay? But just know, okay? It is now. Your promises are now. Glory be to God. The promised land is when? It is now. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, this year is not going to end. You remember we prayed for this 31st, okay? And you said that God, this year, let there be newness in our church. Newness in our church. We prayed for that. Okay? Newness in our church. Okay? The first prayer meeting we had in the year, 2023, was for God to do something for the promises he gave us as a child to begin to manifest. Okay? That was the time when Joanne begins to dream, then Esther dreams when you're supposed to fly to somewhere, And then they, you know, they tell you, you're not going. Then there was that thing of, no, you're entering, you know, Then they let you enter. Okay, that's how it began. And many people, I think, you had a dream of the same kind. Okay? Glory be to God. People, this is to encourage you. We are not here to what? This is not a Sunday, what? Fear. This is to tell you that this year is not ending, okay? When you haven't, we started to see the good things that the Lord has for you. The good things that the Lord promised you back in the day. Glory be to God. Okay? Yes, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Joans, you had a thing of that kind, dreams of that kind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? This is a very special year as far as LAT is concerned. As far as all of you are concerned. Glory be to God. Don't take it lightly. Okay? Don't now live here and then, we never could do that. They know, what for the week, email, Rachel. Then you see, entering our promised land, part 6. You ignore, who gave you what? Entering, whatever you get. Please, take these things seriously. Glory be to God. The word of the week might not be deep, there might not be a mystery, a Greek word that is being interpreted, a mystery. Hallelujah. But just, glory be to God. Especially now that you know, there is much evidence, you people, to the effect that these things are for what? Are for real. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is what I got last Sunday. Hallelujah. From the blessing service, the blessing session. Glory be to God. That is what I received. Okay? Oh, that's what God told me that, the promise I gave you to all 13, you passed the interview, remember? Gweya jiita. Okay? And now, there's someone who pointed out a significant detail, which I'd also seen. That it's interesting that the Mutebile, he passed away. And up to now, the position is still vacant. The president hasn't elected anyone yet. Okay? I remember when I was given that job in 2013, the position of governor of Bank of Uganda had fallen vacant. Okay? Years later, a situation arises in the UNACHO, and it's vacant. And it is during that time, when it is vacant, on Tuesday, that God now, Do you understand? As in, even to be a mukama, bikolachi biewo nisa. Glory be to God. Okay? And by the way, I have to continue reminding people, but especially myself, that money is not for me to, The context of that money was generosity. I'll eat some, of course. Glory be to God. If Eden is to go to Harvard, I'll get that. Now, this is important. This thing is real. You see, I'm a pastor. That's my calling. That's the number one thing I'm supposed to do in life. That's why I left medicine. Okay? So because pastoring is my job, okay? And man eateth where he worketh. Now, most of that money, which God is saying is coming, it is going to be elite money. But of course, it won't be me. Rather, it won't be mine as a person. But because I'm a pastor, I'll be in charge of it. Just like Mutebile or the governor, Bank of Uganda. That money wasn't Mutebile's what? But he was responsible how it is used. Of course, with finance, means of finance. He was responsible. So now the implication being that now that I've entered this thing, this means that money is coming to LAT. You see, the implication of this thing, and it ties in well with all these dreams we're having of LAT entering its promised land. Glory be to God. Okay? And that money, Rachel, whether you want it or not, okay, most of it will be for giving, generosity. Hallelujah. Because I have to remember where this whole thing was. COVID, remember we had, I think, 20 ma on the account. LAT had saved money. By the time the lockdown came, I think we had 20 M or 23. COVID, we gave it out. We gave it to you people. Hallelujah. And to some people who left. We gave that money. We took care of our own. Okay? I remember her testimony. Okay? I told Rachel, because you see, I would just sit down and I think, I'm like, at Mkama, at we have 16 M. According to Rachel, it is 16 M. Now, God, who can we send something? Then I thought about her once, okay? I thought about Brenda, Anne. And I was like, I told Rachel, because I think every week, we'll compile a list. If you didn't get it, I'm sorry. We'll compile a list. Okay, so we'll say this one will send 100, this one send 300, this one send, okay? So her name came to my mind. So I told Rachel that put Anne on the list, send her 500K. Okay? Now, so we send it to her now. Then she testified during the lockdown that day when that money came, she had been telling God that, God, you're the only one I can trust. I believe in you, what you're my father, and I need 500,000 shillings to take care of things at home. And she's like, God, this is, you know, okay? Yeah? Was it mobile money? 500K. Glory be to God. That's how LAT money was used. I didn't buy a new pair of shoes in lockdown. Okay? Before the lockdown, I had this one. But today I can show you my socks. Those who were here on Thursday, that Thursday, you know what I'm talking about. Okay? Nagenda mu lockdown with this pair of shoes. Nevayo with the same pair. Lockdown ya Gwada, same what? But at a certain point, we had 23 million shillings on the account. Saved for what? For whatever. And lockdown came and we gave it away. Lydia, you got something, didn't you? Where were you to? Glory be to God. Anyway, I don't remember who. Glory be to God. So this thing is for real. This money will be for real. Okay? By the way, there's a dream you guys didn't hear. But like 2 weeks ago, when this thing of entering our promised land, when it began, what's your name? Esther. Esther had a dream. And in this dream, Salim Saleh, okay, was coming to LAT. Okay, Salim Saleh was doing what? It was that short. Okay, it was that short. Salim Saleh is coming. Okay, and she wakes up, tells her husband. And her husband, man, a very spiritual man. What for the week? And the husband was like, you know, Salim Saleh, the major thing about him right now is Operation Wealth Creation. Glory be to God. Let's stand up. Hallelujah. Shine upon you, be precious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.